Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Well, much was made out of Paul McCartney's concert at Dodger Stadium, bringing Ringo Starr up on stage on Saturday night. Ringo played on a couple of tunes, Sgt. Pepper's, Helter Skelter. And they say that's the first time ever in concert that Ringo's done Helter Skelter. Paul's done it.
Yeah.
But
and that was the one that he did with Dave Grohl and one of the songs he did with Dave Grohl and Chris Novoselic in Seattle a couple years ago.
Yeah, Paul does it.
That was rocking.
But apparently Ringo has not done that in concert before. After Ringo's cameo, then Joe Walsh came out, Ringo's brother-in-law, and then they did The End and Dodger Stadium, an important part of Beatles history. That was the second to last place. Candlestick was the last place they played in 66. They were in Dodger Stadium a night or a few nights before that. Now, Paul and Ringo, of course, have played a number of times before. It happens every few years or so. 2018, they were together at the O2 Arena doing Get Back with Ronnie Wood. 2015, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That must have been when Ringo was inducted into the... Ringo went in solo, maybe. Because Paul inducted Ringo into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they did a few songs together. So every few years or so, they get up on stage, and you always wonder, is that the last time those two guys are going to be together?
I was, I think it was Rod came by our sign up yesterday, and he went to see the Paul McCartney show in Vancouver a couple days before 4th of July, or a couple days after the 4th of July. I think it was the 6th. And he said it was a spectacular show, although you could hear Paul's voice getting a little, like he's getting on in age, a little thinner. Yeah. You can hear that.
Well, that's why those guys need to take 3-4 days between shows, right? Bob Dylan and Neil Young are performing together. They're co-headlining overseas, and the two shared a stage for the first time in years.
Isn't that a nasal overload?
Isn't that, yeah. Put the captions up on the screen there for us. They did Will the Circle Be Unbroken, the first time they shared a stage since 1994, those two guys. And speaking of Dylan, a guy just bought Bob Dylan's childhood home in Hibbing, Minnesota. This is where Bob lived from 1948 to 1959. A 1,600-square-foot home valued at $84,000 by Zillow. And so this guy bought this thing, and he is, obviously, he's a huge Bob Dylan fan. He is the guy who's, he's got the website boblinks.com that has set lists from Bob shows, that go way, way, way back. So he plans on restoring it to make it look like Dylan's childhood home in the 1950s. He says, I'm trying to locate another collector who's purchased many pieces of the original furniture that were in that home, including Bob Dylan's bedroom set. So he wants to have that thing in there. This guy is, he's a pharmacist. He's in his late 70s. And he's got another Dylan house. He's got, in 2001, he bought Bob's first childhood home, a duplex in Duluth, Minnesota, for $82,000. So his hope is to have both of these turned into museums, one in Hibbing and one in Duluth, and have a couple of Bob museums. There probably should be a Bob Dylan museum, especially in Hibbing, Minnesota.
You would think.
There should be a Dylan.
It's got to be more than just a billboard on the outskirts of town.
This guy says, man, I've been a fan of Dylan. It goes beyond 50 years. He says, I first became aware of him when I was going to college at the University of Wisconsin in the fall of 1961. I've been a Dylan fan ever since. That's the trash.